Now, another BloomerBoomer.com podcast. Your host, Andy Asher, living life over 55. Do you remember when?
Do you remember when?
Do you remember when?
The United States of America in the troubled days ahead. And may we somehow recapture the vision which for the present eludes us. Madam President, I yield the floor and suggest the absence of a quorum.
Clerk will call the roll.
That is Robert Byrd, born November 1917, died June of 2010, a United States Senator from West Virginia, member of the Democratic Party, served as a U.S. Representative from 1953 until 59, and on the Senate from 59 to 2010, the longest-serving senator and, at the time of his death, the longest-serving member in the history of the United States Congress. In June 2013, his record was surpassed by Representative John Dingell of Michigan. If you're Medicare eligible or not, it's hard to miss all the advertising, promotional mailing, and general hoopla between the days of October 15th and December 7th. This is the annual enrollment period for Medicare, and insurance companies are doing all they can to let you know and to have you check out their offerings. That can lead to a lot of confusion, so we're doing our tiny part to help provide some clarification, and we were fortunate to talk with one of the experts on the topic. She's Elaine Wong Eakin, Executive Director of the California Health Advocates, which is the leading Medicare advocacy and education nonprofit in California. Elaine, thank you for taking the time from your busy schedule. Let's just get right into it and maybe start counterintuitively by asking about those people this open enrollment period does not affect.
I think every year when we have this, we don't make that differentiation, and we get calls from people who really don't need to do anything. So the what is commonly called the Medicare open enrollment, which is technically the annual election period, does not affect people who have retiree health benefits from their union or former employer, people who are covered by an employer group health plan through their current employer or their spouse's employer, people who have TRICARE, there may be other people who have other types of coverage.
And then that might have been mentioned in there, people who have a different kind of plan, just original Medicare, and then, of course, a Medicare supplement or Medigap type plan.
That's true. These people often, though, we do find they have Part D. So they do need to pay attention if they want to change their Part D plan, and they actually should pay attention to review what the changes are in their Part D plan.
Well, maybe we can begin with Part D, if you'd like. What should people be looking out for?
Well, for next year, 2014, first time ever, the deductible in the standard plan will decrease. Also, what is called the out-of-pocket threshold. That's the amount somebody has to spend before they get into catastrophic coverage. So that amount is, for next year, is lower, $200 lower than this year. For people who fall into the donut hole, that's what we call it, the donut hole is technically the coverage gap. They get the same discount for brand name drugs as for this year. They also get a higher subsidy, in other words, a lower coinsurance on the beneficiary's part for generic drugs. Again, these are people who fall into the donut hole. The average for the nation, the federal government says, is about the same as for 2013. I just like to alert people that the average usually is not true for many people, so they need to look at their plan. We're here in California, so I'll give the California example. In California, there are 25 plans that are renewing from 2013 to 2014. Some of those plans, their premiums are going up. whereas other plans, their premiums are going down. So it depends on the individual situation.
Okay, Elaine, so we've talked about Part D, that's the prescription drug plan. So let's go ahead and jump into Part C, Medicare Advantage.
Also remember that when we talk about Medicare Advantage, many of those plans have the prescription drug coverage. So the Medicare Advantage plans need to follow Part D rules if they cover prescription drugs.
And I think I've read Part C, the Medicare Advantage rates or premiums are not expected to change much from this year to next.
Yes, you're right. The government says for next year, not much change in terms of premium. Again, I like to alert people to look at their individual plan. Some plans, their premiums may be going up, some may be going down. In some areas of the country, the number of plans offered may go up, some may go down. Here in California, the number of Medicare Advantage HMOs statewide increasing by 100. Other types, you know, again, depending on where they are in the country, other states may have fewer plans available. They really need to look at not just their state, but their county.
Now, for somebody that might be hearing a lot of the advertising that generally comes on this time of year about Medicare, Medicare Advantage, and they, let's say, have a Medicare supplement plan, should they, and they maybe they're curious about what's out there, there's no risk necessarily in at least looking into it. What would you say about that?
Definitely no risk. That's a very good point. People should look into it, but they should really understand the difference between a Medigap and a Medicare Advantage plan. There are two different animals. They work very differently. Medigap works more like, you know, your good old-fashioned indemnity plan. Medigaps are not regulated by the Medicare program. They're regulated by state law. So the individual state, usually the Department of Insurance, regulates the Medigap products, formerly called Medicare Supplement Insurance. Medicare Advantage is a part of the Medicare program, and that's regulated by federal Medicare rules. And again, depending on the type of Medicare Advantage plan it is, it may work differently. The most common type are HMOs. And again, they are not the same as a Medigap. They don't work that way. And another misunderstanding we encounter often is that some beneficiaries think that they can have both a Medicare Advantage and a Medigap. And that's not true. They should not have both because it's not to their advantage to have both.
Well, in the sense that the Affordable Health Care Act is coming in online at the same time that this annual enrollment period is going on, that can be a little confusing too.
Yes, that's right. Thank you for pointing that out. We have gotten a lot of questions already. And just a few points. The open enrollment for the exchanges, also called marketplaces, that period is from October 1st until March 31st, whereas the Medicare open enrollment is from October 15th to December 7th. Now, Medicare beneficiaries should not buy any plans from the exchanges or marketplaces. In other words, Medicare Advantage plans, Medicare Part D plans, Medigap policies are not sold on the exchanges.
Also, people may be hearing a little bit about the five-star rated plans and so on. They're not highly common out there, but maybe they might have a question about that.
Yes. The star ratings for next year, 2014, are not published yet. And I'm glad you pointed that out. In the states or counties that have five-star plans, what a beneficiary can do anytime between December 8th until the following November 13th, they can enroll into a five-star plan, whether it's a Part D plan or a Medicare Advantage plan. And if they do make that change, the special enrollment period ends for them. They cannot make another change.
Okay, and jumping a little bit back to Part D, it's probably worth someone's time if they can work with their doctor a little bit in determining if they think they might fall into that donut hole, how to best plan for that in terms of getting generic versus non-generic medication and so forth. Is that something that people can do?
Yes, people can do that. Doctors may help. Pharmacists may also help. And if somebody goes on the Medicare Plan Finder, that's on the Medicare website, that tool can project for them if they will fall into donut hole and when. So you made a very good point that people may want to lower their total cost by switching to generic if they can take that. So yes, working with their doctors on that.
This whole enrollment process in Medicare can be overwhelming for first-timers or anybody for that matter. Elaine, where might someone go to get a little bit of help?
I would really encourage people, if they need help, if they've not done this before and they need some guidance, to contact their state Health Insurance Assistance Program. The acronym is SHIP for short, S-H-I-P. So the A for assistance is left out of the acronym. This program is nationwide in every state, and best way to explain it is it's the Medicare Benefits Counseling Program. So in every state, there are counselors who can sit down with the Medicare beneficiary, go through their options, look at what benefits they have right now, and compare that to what they will have next year. And other options they may have.
I know you don't have your crystal ball in front of you, but Elaine, any way of predicting what's happening down the road with Medicare?
It's a bit hard to say, and how far down the road, you know. Right now we do know that because of the Affordable Care Act, the hospital trust fund, that's what we call the trust fund for hospital insurance or Part A insurance, will last until, I believe it's 2024, maybe even 2026. So, you know, it's hard to tell. We also know from this year that the spending for Medicare has slowed for the first time in many, many years. So it's still growing, but not growing as quickly as before. I do also want to alert Medicare beneficiaries about any frauds or scams that are out there. We're hearing from people that they get calls from unsolicited calls, people calling them and asking for their Social Security number or their bank account number. So we want to put the alert out there. If it's an unsolicited call, please do not give any personal information.
Well, thanks so much for your time. That was real helpful, and for what's going to always be a busy time for the after October 15th through December 7th.
Yes, I joke that this is our tax season.
That's a good analogy. Well, thanks, Elaine.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to this BloomerBoomer.com podcast. We provide transcripts for most of our podcasts. You can click on the transcript section of the website. You can also access all of our podcasts on iTunes. Finally, we would love it if you could leave a comment, good, bad, or indifferent, in the reply section of the podcast. Thanks again.